Hey everyone, it's Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to It's Okay to Not Be Okay, your daily dose of real talk about navigating this beautiful mess we call life. Today, we're diving into something that can feel a little counterintuitive, especially in our world obsessed with achieving perfection. Radical acceptance. Ever felt like you're constantly striving to be better, do better, change everything about yourself or others? Like there's some ultimate version of okay we're all chasing after. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing that relentless pursuit can actually get in the way of true happiness and connection. Radical acceptance isn't about settling for mediocrity, it's about meeting life and ourselves with open arms, even the messy, imperfect parts. It's about acknowledging our experiences, both good and bad, without judgment and resistance. It's a journey, not a destination, and trust me, it's worth every step. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you practice radical acceptance in your own life. Firstly, understand that change is constant. Life is a wild roller coaster, isn't it? Full of ups, downs, twists, and turns. Trying to resist the inevitable flow can leave us feeling drained and frustrated. Instead, try to view changes as opportunities for growth and learning. Think of it like adapting to different levels in a video game. Each level brings new challenges and rewards. Secondly, let go of control. This one can be tricky, especially for those of us who love to have things planned out, I get you. But sometimes the best adventures happen when we step outside our comfort zones and embrace the unexpected. Allow yourself to flow with life's journey, trust that things will work out in their own time, and remember not everything needs a 5-year plan. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. We're so quick to judge ourselves for mistakes or shortcomings, but imagine treating a friend the same way. Would you berate them for tripping up? Probably not. So why do we do that to ourselves? Remember, everyone stumbles, it's part of being human. Be kind to yourself, offer yourself the same understanding and support you would give a loved one. Next, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on what we already have can shift our entire perspective. Take time each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation. You'd be surprised how much this simple practice can change your outlook. Finally, extend radical acceptance to others. This means accepting people for who they are, flaws and all, without trying to change them or impose our own expectations. Remember, everyone is on their unique journey, and we can't control other people's choices or behaviors. What we can control is how we react to them. Now, let me paint you a picture of something relatable. Imagine you're at a party, and someone starts sharing an opinion that completely clashes with yours. You might feel tempted to argue, defend your point of view, or even walk away in annoyance. But what if you practice radical acceptance instead? Imagine listening patiently, acknowledging their perspective without judgment, and responding with curiosity rather than confrontation. Even if you don't agree, showing genuine respect can lead to a more meaningful and understanding conversation. You might be surprised by the connections you forge when you approach disagreements with open hearts and minds. So, remember, radical acceptance is about embracing life, all of it. The good, the bad, the messy, and the beautiful. It's about letting go of control, practicing self-compassion, cultivating gratitude, and extending kindness to ourselves and others. This journey isn't always easy, but it's oh so worth it. It leads to a deeper sense of peace, fulfillment, and connection with the world around us. Ready to step into radical acceptance? Share your thoughts on this episode, what resonated with you most. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to accepting yourself and others? Head over to our social media pages and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, it's okay to not be okay. And that's perfectly okay.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.